Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. We're the co-hosts of a podcast called A Thing or Two. It comes out every Monday, and the basic premise is this. We share all the stuff we think more people should know about. So that's apps, recipes, books, the nationwide Häagen-Dazs vanilla bean shortage that nobody else was talking about.
No one.
Our preferred vacuum brands, of which we have multiples, and critical explorations of our unique approaches to paper towel usage.
Listen, we think you're going to like it. A lot of people do. And who's to say you'll be any different? Listen and subscribe wherever it is you listen and subscribe to podcasts.
Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm your host, Taylor Schrecker, and joining me today, she's been on the podcast a couple of times. She's my boo-thang every Friday on the Taylor Schrecker Show, Andrea Lopez. Welcome back to Taste of Taylor. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. So great to be here. I'm overjoyed. This is lucky number three for me, back on your show.
It is lucky number three.
Very
You're
excited.
Just so fun. I just need to share you with my audience outside the paywall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to give them a little taste, you know, a little free taste.
So, Andre, the first time you were on Taste of Taylor, it was because we had actually met, but I'm a dick and I forget everything. So
I stalked you.
You stalked me. We met.
Yep.
You, like, pitched yourself to me. I forgot. And then we went to a pandemic. And then I started watching a thing called TikTok. And this hilarious girl was doing Kourtney Kardashian. And I said, I must find her and reach out to her. I did. And then saw all of the one-sided conversation going on and felt like a fucking asshole. This is a story of my life. I'm literally like, who was it? T-Pain. Who went? He was like, I was this many. What is it? What's the saying that the kids say, Andrea?
I was this many was years this old when I discovered the hidden messages on Instagram, like the unread, the private. You have to, like, it's like your private inbox, which, by the way, Taylor's and the Taylor Schrecker Show has like 1,000 bajillion unread. Like, we try to go through it, but it's hard.
Oh, yeah. FYI, Andrea also helps me. Literally, she gets full credit for at the Taylor Schrecker Show account. You do such a fucking great job. I mean, bless you. And I am so bad. Andrea's like, just check the DMs. I'm like, you got it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
The requested DM. So you guys know when you're in the inbox, the top right, there's a little blue thing that says requested. Yeah. And I got to remind Taylor, go in there. Everyone's trying to say hi. And it never tells you. It never shows an alert. You have to go check yourself. And T-Pain had like 1,000 bajillion all celebrities trying to hit him up,
huge, like trying to collaborate. I mean, it was and I was like, I've never felt closer to T-Pain in my entire life. I feel your pain, T-Pain. I always tell Andrea, you're in great company. Not skinny but not fat, that happened to us. And then also Lauren Everts, Skinny Confidential,
a Skinny Confidential, so, Dear Media. Mm-hmm.
Great, great company. I mean, Sophia Franklin, I almost miss her DMs. I'm just saying, girl, the better and brighter and more talented you are, the more likely Taylor Schrecker is to miss it.
Right. You know what I realized, though? What made me feel safe is that people are seeing T-Pain and seeing like how we met, it's actually not shameful to like hit someone up over social media. Like if celebrities, if Fergie, who was hitting him up? He had like NFL players. He had Justin Bieber, like people hitting him up through DMs.
Yeah, Fergie was there too. I know that's a little bit like, oh wow, shit, like 2003 called and wants her celebrity back. But like,
right.
It's still huge.
It's still huge. So if like people, if Fergie's getting ghosted on the requested DMs, it's just crazy. Like, wouldn't you hit up someone's manager? Who's like DMing them and being like, yo, let's collab? Like,
it is wild. But then seeing that makes you go like, oh shit. So like throw caution to the wind.
Right.
Have a DM sesh, see what happens. And like, if nothing happens, no harm, no foul. They probably didn't see it like me.
Right. And like, yeah, you got to think of like it as the best possible situation. It's not like they hate you. We always do just go to the worst thing and be like, they're not interested.
Always.
No, it's just they're busy and they didn't see it. I mean.
Or usually I think they probably just didn't see it. Although I will say, it's me, Tinks. I DM'd you, and I feel like you do hate me. Okay. But truly, I don't think she has a reason to hate me.
No, not like, at all.
I'm being crazy. Honestly, she probably never saw it.
That, true. It's probably in the requested.
As I cry through my laughter. But like, I literally, in what world can I get mad ever at anyone not DMing me back when I have done it so egregiously to so many amazing people? So, I mean, this is called karma. This is karma. It's happening to me and my feelings are officially hurt.
I was going to say, that's rich, Taylor. Okay.
I'm such a little puss. I'm like to everyone else, I'm like, oh my God, it's no big deal. I'm just the worst. And then when it happens to me for like 3 seconds, I'm like, what's happening?
She hates me.
Oh my God. Okay. So we finally connected and I had you on Taste of Taylor. And that's when I was like, oh girl, can you do my radio show? Because I am obsessed with a bitch. And a relationship, a love, a marriage, if you will, was born. And now you're on the Taylor Trucker Show every single Friday. Not this Friday because you're on Taste of Taylor. I can only ask so much of people. But every Friday, I mean, for the most part, Andrea is there just doing her damn thing. So fucking talented, Andrea. It's beyond.
I love you. You make me feel so happy. And I love just meeting people that have like-minded. We love pop culture. We love all fun things. And when we get together, we just like go crazy and we just talk about all the things. And I finally got to meet Taylor in person recently. And I went to her beautiful loft apartment. And you guys, I couldn't find the entrance because it's like underneath is like really fun, cute restaurants. And it was on Saturday during brunch. You guys, Taylor, I call her. I'm like, where are you? She comes out of her window like freaking
Rapunzel.
She's got on this beautiful peasant dress. It's white. The wind is wafting. She comes out of her window. She goes, oh, I'm here. It was a scene out of a freaking prairie meets New York. It was Sex in the City, basically. Like damsel in distress. The wind's blowing in her hair. And she's like, oh, I'm up here. Just grab the door. Anyways, and your massive windows. It like, you look like you were coming out of a church balcony. It was beautiful. Anyway, I got to see her beautiful apartment.
And then we blinded ourselves by drinking so much.
We really did. And then I had to get out the door because I had plans to go to dinner with my brother and I couldn't be late. And so I was there for like 2 hours, but I was shit-faced leaving. So
that's how I do it. I'm such a responsible boss. I feel like that's going to be like the next wave of like,
oh my God,
you got Andrea Lopez blackout wasted. We're just having fun.
We were having so much fun. So yeah, rain check on the next time.
God.
But we got to do it again.
Oh my God. I know. Oh my God. Open invitation. Are you kidding me?
Fun.
I think a lot of people started to like follow you and fall in love over Courtney. I mean, the big things happen with Courtney, right? Would you give Courtney K a little bit of
credit?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Just like they all give credit to Kim for having her sex tape and getting all of their careers, I owe my career to Courtney because, I mean, she put me on the map. Like, seriously, through TikTok, I just started doing Courtney impressions on TikTok, and that's what really was the determining factor to get me noticed on, like, different news outlets. It was Courtney, yes, for sure. It was.
Wait, why did you pick Courtney? I never even asked you that. I've known you so long.
She has the most nasally voice, and she says the funniest things out of all the sisters. I think if you try to look at like Kim, okay, Chloe's hilarious, but I just couldn't get her. She has a baby voice when she talks to men, and then she like goes into like this other voice, right? And Courtney is just monotone, kind of bitchy, like, I don't care what you think, I'm just living my life. Like, she has the same monotone and lack of concern for anything all the way through. And then she goes up a little bit. So I could totally control that. And I've been doing her voice for like 8 years. So it's not like, you know, I just pulled it out of my ass in 2 seconds. Like, I've been working at this, y'all. And Courtney, I just loved how she talked, and I could get the nasally down, and I knew that I could perfect that. And none of the other sisters I've perfected, I can't.
Did you expect it to hit the way it did?
Hell no. Hell no. I mean, I loved doing them, and I knew they were going to be such a huge family. This is back in the day. Remember when Kris Jenner had like a chicken coop in the back of the house, and we're like, what is this reality show? But we loved
it. Actually, my fiance, TD, she has been going back to the office. So now I'm here all by myself, and I'm so lonely. But the good thing is that Tay hates noise, and I love noise. I thrive in noise. I need noise constantly. So usually when she was here, I'd walk around with like my like Roku remote plugged into my headphones. So between my job and watching TV and keeping it quiet for Taylor, I literally wore headphones 20 at night. I fall asleep with headphones on. Yeah. I am headphones. That's all I am. So now that she's gone, though, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch all the junk TV she fucking hates, and I'm not wearing my headphones. So I've been watching the Kardashians. And wow, it really is a wild motherfucking ride. It's so good. It's so epic.
It doesn't disappoint. They're always doing something. And there's just so many of them. So that's what makes it so popular, because everyone has their own lives. And so we're following each of them. They're all interconnected. Yep. But from the Rob to the previous Bruiser, I mean, they all just had such an intricate system and web of like sex tapes and like sex and marriage. It's too good. So I knew they were going to be big, and I never thought Courtney would get me to the level of like of notoriety that she has. But I'm along for the ride, sister, and I'll be talking her like little sayings till the day I die, probably, because that's what it is.
Let's talk about Addison Rae's dad using your Courtney impression to do a TikTok. Question, did he realize it was you, or did he think it was Courtney? I need to know the answers.
I, to this day, still think he thinks it's Courtney, because I tried to tag him and be like, thanks for using my audio. So for the people that don't know, on TikTok, you can use someone's audio in your own video. And the only way someone will know it's your audio, if you go down to the audio and click it, it goes to my, sorry, sometimes some of the other voices come out. But if you click it, it'll go back to my profile. But a lot of people don't know. So my Courtney sounds, everyone thinks it's Courtney, or everyone thinks it's this really pretty, gorgeous influencer who looks just like Courtney. So the father, Addison Rae's dad, for sure thinks it's Courtney, and was like doing a video about like, not, it's like so hot, it's like 80 degrees and sunny, I can't get any work done. And he like is voicing it over, and I see it, and I'm like, no fucking way. And so then I try to DM him, but that definitely got lost in the requests, for sure. Yes. So
I'm dead. I think, no, I fully think it was a dad like maneuver, and he thought that you were Courtney.
100%.
But you look like her too. That's the other thing. Not only do you fucking sound like her, you look like her. It's wild.
Kind of. And I've never seen them like in person, but I am 5'8" and she's like 4'6". I feel like I could just like Courtney, you know how Chloe picks her up? So we maybe through videos, and I can like with extreme contouring, I can kind of look like them. But yeah, no, it's so funny to me when like Addison Rae's parents are very good on the socials. Like Addison's mom is now doing a podcast, and she has her own TikTok. It's a little cringe because they like do dances, but hey, it's better than my parents. My parents don't even know what they're like, are you on the Tiki Talkie? I'm like, what? What are you even saying, mom? It's not a walkie talkie. It's
you'll
TikTok.
Buy them a house one day, like a vacation home with the Tiki Talkie.
With the Tiki Talkie money,
they'll be loving the Tiki Talkie.
Yeah, then they'll understand. Then it'll start to click. Jesus Christ.
Oh, what is this world we live in? I'm here for it, actually. I'll take it.
You'll take it. I mean, it's really funny how, like, I just posted, I'm getting ads, like, branding partnerships, and yes. I never wanted to do that, but y'all, if all I gotta do was post a picture and they gonna send me money, I mean, that's great. You know what?
You know what? Can we talk about this, actually? Because I saw somebody on, I'm usually on Instagram. I see a lot of TikTok on Instagram.
Yes.
But I feel like I know TikTok because of that. But truth be told, I very rarely go into the app because I am ancient like your parents and call it the Tiki Talkie. So I really need to figure that shit out. Anyway, so there was an influencer who was on the Tiki Talkie.
Yes.
Basically saying, like, oh, I know what it was. I follow Remy Bader. Okay. So I was following Remy, and like on her stories, she like did an ad or something, and then she posted this video of this TikTok kid who was basically like, you're gonna fucking slide up in my DMs and give me shit for doing ads when I every single day give you hours and hours and hours of free content that literally costs me money to give to you. And then when I finally build up my business to the point that I'm actually becoming profitable or maybe even not even making some money, potentially breaking even,
wow.
You're calling me a sellout? He was like going off and I was like, preach, baby, because it is so wild to me. Like, okay, so we're entering an interesting time, as we know, mm-hmm. the Taylor Schreiber Show, it's on Patreon, it's behind a paywall. Mm-hmm. And I think that more so now than ever, people are starting to change their brains and like the way that they think about paying for content. We've yes. got all these streaming services now. And also a lot of people are cutting the cord with cable, so they actually have a lot more money now
right.
to spend on the entertainment that they choose a la carte versus just like the cable company saying, here's everything and you just pick your poison underneath this massive umbrella conglomerate that we charge
right.
for. So I think things are moving in the right direction and people are understanding that it's time that people got paid, especially entertainers, for the work that we do, because it really is kind of like, it's like there is no middle class, or there hasn't been in the entertainment industry. You're either broke as a joke or you are crazy, crazy rich, and there is nothing in between. And so that sucks, okay?
Sucks.
That's a bad business to get into. And
truly.
Here we are. That really is changing the way people think about it.
Yeah.
But there is something, there is like, speaking of cringe, I think people think there's like a cringe factor to when influencers mm-hmm. do ads on their social, but it's like, well, why? Is it cringe when you get your paycheck?
Thank you.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. Like, people get so mad. They're like, oh, so now you're doing ads? It's like,
yes!
Yeah, I've been making $0 for 6 years. Oh, do you want me just to live in a cardboard box forever? Come on. I don't understand. People will tip a barista at Starbucks $3. And then they're like, you want me to watch a 15-second advertisement? Disgusting sellout. It's so stupid.
It is. So, I got chills when you were explaining that because, and whenever I'm like angry, I think in Jennifer Coolidge's voice,
like
my head. So I'm just like, God, you're calling me a sellout and I've given you free content out my ass for the last 8 years. God damn it. God forbid I get $150 to post a single post about seltzers. Honestly, everyone's like, oh, now you're getting free shit? You're getting paid? Hello? Yes. I have literally been wiping my ass with leaves for the past 6 years. Can I buy some two-ply? Dude, I cannot believe it. People, I posted something recently I was working with Third Love, the bra company, and I posted a little bit of yes. a revealing picture, but it's because what they were requesting.
Oh, awesome. That picture is so fucking awesome, Andrea.
You
look smoking hot.
Thank you.
When I see somebody, and maybe it's because I'm in the industry, but when I see somebody post an ad, I'm like, yes, honey.
Get the coin.
Get your money. Yes. I'm not like disgusting sellout. It's like, no, the Kardashians
okay.
are the sellouts.
You guys, now, when I say, like, they don't actually use tummy tea, they get lipo, it's because they don't use tummy tea. Like, I actually drink the seltzers. I wear the... Usually when you're a lower level, like, getting paid for stuff, you're actually yeah. using the products because you're broke.
I love June Shine. I fucking love it.
Yes.
Yes. See, I love it. I genuinely love it. And that's just because someone sends you shit for free doesn't mean you don't like it. Free shit's the best.
Free shit is the best, the best. I love that shit. Like,
but also, like, if somebody sent me something nasty, yeah, I never agree to do anything unless, like, I like it.
Right.
Because I'm not going to be like, this tastes like poo water and you should totally buy it. Because no one's going to trust me. But the Kardashians, they'll sell you poo water.
They will sell you straight up laxatives in a bottle and call it tummy tuck tea. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. And then people are like, I just shit my pants for the last 6 days because I listened. So that gets a little dangerous, right? But they're getting paid millions for those posts.
Millions.
So, yeah, I think it's so funny when we really give, I mean, when we do stories every day, like, I'm giving away, yeah, that's free content. I wish I had a podcast, but that's like a whole other, like, you know, realm of like,
yes,
that's another job on top of it. And you're giving free content. So God forbid there's like a 15 second
usually
ad that
a
you
podcast
can skip. Right?
Usually a podcast costs you money in the beginning because unless you can do it all yourself, but you have to buy the equipment,
right,
you probably have to hire an editor.
Yep.
Even if you can edit, I think you get to a point where you're like, I hate myself so much, I can't listen to myself for one more second. So you start to actually put money into a podcast. And so then when you break even, that usually takes about a year at least.
Oh.
And then being profitable, whoo, that's like,
I mean,
it's just like, I think that people who aren't in this industry think if you have a microphone in front of your face or you're on camera, you are rich. And that is a lie. And I know my apartment confuses people's brains, but it is not a reflection of our financial situation.
Right.
It is just like really good social climbing on my part and networking our asses into this apartment. So
yeah, that's another part of our industry is networking too.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at look at Vanderpump Rules, right? They all was like, we want them to be poor. Everyone make fun of them for being poor. And then finally they start making money and getting houses. Everyone's like, I don't want to watch them succeed. Disgusting.
We love watching mess. We love watching like everyone just scrape pennies out of the couch cushions.
Literally, or it's like, oh, that housewife rents her house. What a faker. And then it's like, so then we want Villa Rosa, or we want, you know, fucking Sandoval's shit apartment. It's crazy when you really think about it. And I'm also on the side of entertainers, but I'm also in the audience too. So I'm guilty of some of this as well, but...
God,
when you see Tom Sandoval get like a deal with like velvet slippers that are embroidered with like screwdrivers on them, just be happy for him.
honestly. So yeah, like that's just a part of our industry is kind of like using these little ads because basically this is like our own television show right here on our phones and our computers and YouTube channels. So we use this as like the platform until we book the bigger jobs. But until then, yeah, I'm going to get paid for posting about seltzers.
Also, like imagine somebody's watching cable and they like throw the remote to the TV and they're like, a commercial in the middle of my SVU. What is this? You're a sellout, Olivia Benson. It's like, right. Do you guys not get how this works?
It's pay advertisement. We get, you know who does the most sponsor ads? Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Every day it's a different product. Look at this, a vibrator. Look at this, like pasta. You're like, okay, that's someone who's getting paid, y'all.
So Teresa... May be a sellout.
But we love her because it's just the way she does it. I don't even know I'm watching an ad, actually. I don't. I think I'm just watching like a daily like routine that she has in her house.
Well, speaking of Teresa, so I feel like Courtney really put you on the map, but... You are still doing Courtney. You still pay homage and love to Courtney.
Yes.
But girl, and Andrea does so many great impressions. Go to her TikTok at Andrea Lopez Comedy or Instagram at Andrea Lopez Comedy. She posts all of it. She does an insane Jennifer Coolidge. I can't do it. I can't say his name. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco. Think of like Maniscalco and also like a scalper at a basketball game. Maniscalco.
You also do an insane Jennifer Coolidge. Oh, that I just, and that's Bend and Snap for anyone that doesn't know. And if you don't know, sacrilege, darling. But she is great. And then also, you do a mean Lisa Rinna. There's a little, not too much talking, lots of dancing. But yeah. Lisa, she actually showed you the love, right?
Lisa shows the love. She usually posts that entertainment host on her story because he always does her. Guys, all you need to do for Lisa is get a wig, purse your lips, and just like move your arms around like... Literally, she's a bobblehead, a little tiny stick bobblehead, and she's so fit. She looks great. So she did a story in Meredith Marks' son's clothing line, and so I tagged...
Oh, my God.
Marks, it's... Oh, great, now I can't...
Brooks.
Brooks, Brooks Marks.
Brooks.
Clothing. Yep. It's very... Brooks Marks. Okay, that's too much. So he had, like, this whole clothing line, and it's like a tracksuit with his whole name running down the sides. And so I tagged them, and they're like, we'll send you one right away. Do a Lisa video. I was like, free shit. I'm on it. Send it over. So I get it. I do a little video of Lisa in the Marks, Brooks Marks, and then she reposted it on her page. Could not believe it.
I die.
Could not believe it.
I die.
Don't you ever wonder, like, when people repost your stuff, or it's like never the highest quality video. It's whatever goes big. You're like, I should have taken that more seriously. I didn't think it was going to go big.
Always. Always. God. And I feel like the things you think are going to be like, this is it. Goes nowhere. And then when you're like, ah, whatever, it's like 100 million people have viewed. It's like, what? Oh, I mean, not for me. I don't know what that feels like, but you do.
No, but like, yes. Oh, there was, and very far and few between, right? A lot of my videos just like flop and they're like, okay, well, we'll try again tomorrow.
Question, when the ones that flop, like, do you just feel like they flop because the numbers aren't there, or are people actively like, you suck? Because that's what I get to experience.
Yeah.
And what a treat that is. Scoregate, never again. I did a whole solo soliloquy to that goddamn tweet last week. I can't even bring it up again. But like, people are like, it's like, guess what, everyone? If you don't like it, don't physically tap it. I will see. If I get like 4 comments and like, you know, and not to be a dick, I don't want to make anybody, I'm not trying to number shame anybody, but I have like a certain amount of followers. So like for me, like in the 1,000 range is like a good, is like, that's where I want to be. That's a good spot. That's right. My average spot on a picture. Right. Anything below that feels like I didn't do a good job. So like if I have like 500 likes on a picture and 4 comments, I know it didn't slap. Okay. Right. I'm aware. So you don't need to come on and tell me how fucking bad it is.
The comments were pretty savage on that one.
Good God. Go vote or something. Pay attention to your kid. You're being negligent. While you're being mean to me, you're neglecting your child. I know it to be true. I watch all my friends with their kids on their phones. I'm going to start writing that back. Are you neglecting your child again? To everybody. I told
your
one
child's
girl.
Crying.
I told one girl I was going to screenshot all of the effort she puts into trolling me and send it to her boss and get her fired.
Oh my God. You're calling them out.
I'm going to troll. That's my new thing. You troll me, I troll you. You say your mom, I say no, your mom. It's like that.
I mean,
that doesn't make sense unless you're on my Instagram.
Yeah. You'll go down to the comments. You'll see like the responses. That's like, oh man, I don't know. Are people going to come after you? Like they're coming after Chrissy Teigen. Like, well, Chrissy Teigen responded to me that like, she's under heat.
What's happening?
She's under heat again.
What's happening? Again? She keeps quitting. She's like the female Alec Baldwin. She's got to stop because she's the best.
She's the best. And I think she has so many fans, and she also has a lot of haters. But I think that's just once you get big in the industry, people are going to either love you or hate you. There's really far, little few in betweens. But you know the girl that Brittany, maybe that's not her name, but she was like a blonde bombshell, and she went on like Maury or on Dr. Phil because she was like this bombshell as like a 16-year-old married to like a 54-year-old.
Oh, Courtney Stodden.
Courtney Stodden. Yes.
Hashtag never forget.
I mean, I still go back and I watch some of her YouTube because she does like a sexy cook. Her body's like unreal. It's all fake. It's fake boobs, yes. Fake ass. But
yes.
But like she just is like the new age Pamela Anderson meets what's the other blonde bombshell? My mind is the beautiful, oh no, like Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
It's like Marilyn Monroe meets, yeah, like the sexy Pamela Anderson. It's like, that's what Courtney Stodden is. So anyways, she is claiming that Chrissy Teigen slid into her DMs and told her to kill herself.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Yeah, Courtney's a little off her rocker, so I don't
I don't believe that Cuckamuffin. I don't believe her.
Yeah, and any...
Fake news.
Any day you can kind of, like, fake a DM, too. Like, you really can fake a DM. You just make it look in Photoshop.
You can fake a text message.
You can fake anything.
I can change your name to Justin Bieber right now.
Yep.
Oh, look what Justin Bieber's saying to me. He's saying he's going to record with me tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's like, what?
You can fake it, and people will believe you, too. So now I think, she's under fire, but I think no one's really believing Courtney Stodden, so...
Good. Poor Chrissy. But yeah, I mean, it's the wild, wild motherfucking West up in these streets. And by streets, I mean social media platforms. Okay, so you do tons of impressions, tons. Your newest addition is Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And what timing, Andrea, because you really started doing it. I mean, Jersey, a lot of the Housewives franchises, if you talk to like super Bravo, like junkie nerds, I'm one of them. You know, it's like, oh, Dallas is having a terrible season. I disagree with that, but everyone is screaming from the rooftops that Jersey is the golden standard right now of Housewives. It is the most popular. It is like hitting the best. It is just like everybody's dying for it. So what a great time to bring out Teresa. What made you bring Teresa into the fold of all of your multiple personalities?
Oh, man. Well, it starts with a really good, funny character, and Teresa is that. It's her whole getup. It's like the low forehead, and no hate, no shade to anything. It's just what you can make a character. So when you look at Teresa, she's got her long, gorgeous hair, so that just makes it even a better person to impersonate because you can work around with the wig and just pull it a little bit lower and like get that whole look. And I am obsessed with Jersey culture. I'm obsessed with Italian culture. And that was a great way for me to do Jersey Italian. I just love how Teresa's got four daughters. She's got her husband, Joe, who's been deported. Her storyline is so incredible. And then she's got this like twang of talking where everything, she like cuts it short. Everything is like, bah, 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 and you hit it, you click it, you touch it. It's so good. And also I noticed that she doesn't provide a lot of detail. So everything.
Adjectives are not her friend.
Like, why say something spectacular when I could just say it's good? So that's what I love about her. And I love her. This is her foyer, guys. I love her gaudy Jersey house.
Andrea is sitting in front of Teresa's staircase.
Welcome to the house.
When are you selling that house? I know it's on the market.
It's on the market, but once Louie and I like actually move into the other house, then we'll like get rid of this one. But I'm so excited to be with Louie. I don't know. It's a mixture of like everything just coming together with her. It's her personality, her look, the way she does sponsored posts. She's on the TikTok. She's working out. Everything, you know. It's a character.
Do you think Teresa's ever going to be like cool enough to? I feel like there are some, especially Bravo celebrities, because I'm really good friends with the Watch What Crappens guys. I adore them, and their entire career and job every day is to make fun of every single character on every single show. And it's so funny talking to them because they're like, there are some people like, so there's three kind of Bravo celebrities. The first is the person who like actually likes it when you make fun of them. Like they have a sense of humor. They don't take themselves too seriously. And I can say from literally firsthand experience, Stassi's one of those people. We literally, when she was on Vanderpump, we would listen when we were in the car driving places to Watch What Crappens. It was the only thing we listened to.
Yes.
Aside from the Greatest Showman soundtrack, which tracks. And so we would listen to Crappens, and they would like, I mean, they go in on everybody.
Everyone.
And when they would talk about her or Bo, they would die laughing. So that's the best kind, because it's like, yes, they, like, they're on a show. Yeah, of course they get sense about some stuff here and there and like the real shit. But like, all in all, like, storyline on the show, it's like, it's so silly. And the way that they act is so extra. So that's one. Then there's the one that like loves Crappens and they're here for Crappens. It's usually like a new person or somebody having a phenomenal season.
Yes.
Okay. And they'll be like, I love Watch What Crappens. They are so funny. And then the second they have a bad season, and no, I'm not talking about Hannah Burner, just to be clear. I'm thinking of a specific housewife in my mind, and I will never give up her identity because I keep secrets, or at least I try to. If I'm drunk, there's no chance I'm keeping the secret. I'm like, do you want to know who it was? But there's like, it's either like newbies or people having great seasons that find Crappens, love it because they're not getting destroyed. And then the second they're in the hot seat, they're like, you're so mean. And they're like, oh, get out of here. You loved it when we were making fun of that co-host or co-star. So there's that one. And then there's people that like literally from the jump cannot handle it. They're like, it's so mean. You're doing the devil's work.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not for you. It's for the audience. Because this is how we all talk about y'all behind your back. But I feel like Teresa is somebody who wouldn't be able to handle even like listening to a Crappens episode. Do you know what I mean?
She's half and half. Like, she's got tough skin. So when girls come at her, she attacks them. Like, she'll be ready with like, she'll flip the table over you and call you, you're a fucking bitch. But I think when she hears it and she can't defend herself, I think that's when it gets like a little bit. Yeah. I don't think she would take that very well. I think she would want to like talk to you face to face. Let me see you and tell me to my face that you don't like me. She wants to be like Jersey confronted, you know?
Oh, do you think you'll ever get the chance to do Teresa to Teresa?
So the only thing I think I would love to, but I also do get worried. Like, I'll throw hands if I have to, but I think she'd be like, beat me up. Like, I'll try. I'm tall. I got like kind of muscle, but like if she ever tried to beat me up, well, we would be throwing hands in Jersey, y'all. It would be dangerous. But I love her so much though. So I would never want to fight with her. I want to be friends with Teresa because I just think she's such a character. Her brother Joe.
Yes.
He loves to do these inspirational quotes. And so I started reading, which you guys, if you go to the Taylor Schrecker show, you can hear them behind a paywall.
Yes.
So
yes.
I started doing that and I tagged at Joe and I didn't tag Teresa, but Joe reposted me doing Teresa reading his quotes. It was like very meta. It was very intertwined there, but he reposted me and maybe Teresa saw.
Oh my gosh. She was like, who's this? What do you think Teresa said? What she thought.
She cute. Who is that? What is she doing? Joe, is she doing me? Oh my God. That's funny, but also not. I don't even know. The kids are doing crazy stuff. I don't even know. I don't know. She's like, she thinks she likes it because she thinks it's like an homage to her, which it is. But like,
which
I'm
it is.
Also low key making fun of Joe and his inspirational quotes because they are not words of wisdom. They're, I don't even know. They're like old quotes that you find in like a poetry book at the side of the road. And then he like pawns them off as his own quotes.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I really would think, I bet there's a lot of people on Bravo that have that take themselves very seriously.
Yes.
I think the people that have the longevity are the ones that don't take themselves too seriously. And I do, like, I feel like Joe gets really heated and so does Teresa, but I actually weirdly feel like they can laugh at themselves, even though I'm terrified of them.
100%. And that's why the show is so longstanding as it is, because, yeah, like, even when they fall and they have these crazy moments, they'll just come back with, like, a stronger storyline. It's insane to me. And I think, yeah, for sure they laugh at themselves. And Joe is like a jokester. Joe Gorga, oh my God. He's like, you talk about my wife, I'm gonna fuck you up. And then the next week, Melissa's like, Joe, relax. And then they're back to normal at the Jersey Shore.
It is bananas. Okay, wait. So I interviewed Teresa a lot,
obsessed.
Andrea.
Obsessed.
A lot. I interviewed her a couple of times for just Jersey Housewives. And then when she started writing the books and stuff, like the cookbook.
Yes.
And then she came out with the one from jail.
Yeah.
That whole one. So I interviewed her a lot and she was very difficult yet simple. Does that make sense?
Like, you ask her
like
questions.
I felt like I could never get a straight answer from her about anything.
Was it one of those things where it's like, I really like writing my book, yeah, but it was really hard, but I liked it. But like, it was a long process, but like, wow, it's fun. Like, is it the answer where it goes back and forth, or it's just she never really gives you like a full detailed answer?
Like, literally, you just nailed it. It was exactly like that. So it was like, so tell me about the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would say, well, you know, or it's like, so what was prison like? And, you know, she doesn't want to talk about that.
Right.
That's the thing with Teresa, too. It's like her whole life is there for the world to consume. But the second you're like, so prison must have been scary, she gets super defensive. Or like, you know, so Joe's a dick. Like, it's great that he's overseas because now you can live your life. And then she like gets so defensive of him, even though
we're
like, yeah, she's very like. It's weird because she's guarded, but like clearly not.
But clearly not at the same time because she's let her whole life out there to see. But I think she's loyal. I think she's very loyal. So she doesn't want to talk shit about Joe. But at the same time, like, she knows he was not the best husband at all.
Well, I haven't interviewed her in a really long time. Could you let me interview you as her so I can get out of my system?
Oh, my God. We're bringing Teresa back. She's going to be on Taysa Taylor. Yes.
Okay. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm your host, Taylor Strucker, and joining me today is all the way from New Jersey, Teresa Giudice. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi, guys. It's so good to be here. It's been so long, Taylor. It's been a really long time.
Oh, you remember me from SiriusXM?
I mean, I think it was you, right? Well, that's what my girls were telling me, that I know you or something, right? I know her, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I worked it for like Cosmo Magazine Radio, and then I got fired.
That's not good. I mean, I've been fired too, but not from the show, but like from other stuff.
Oh my God, what would you do if you got fired from The Real Housewives of New Jersey?
I mean, I don't think that they would do that because like, hello, like my storyline is so good and like, no, you know, I'm a hustler, so I'll just write another book. I'll probably get sponsored, and I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried, no.
Speaking of books, the last time I interviewed you, you were talking about your book when you told the whole story about going to jail. And it kind of seemed like you didn't actually write the book or read it. Do you want to speak to that?
Well, look, I wrote it. I did the time. And I wrote it. So for you to say I didn't write it is like crazy to me. Like, I did it. I had a writing partner. So like, they elaborated on certain things. They like, you know, I said one thing and then they said, let's do this. So no, but I wrote it. And I think I could probably write another book soon about lost love. And I'm excited for that.
Speaking of lost love, so I mean, we'll talk about this season in just a little bit, but first things first, we watched your whole marriage for years to Joe, and now he's deported. I'm sorry. Obviously, that's hard for you and your girls. But I mean, we've never really talked about this, and I feel like we can finally ask you because it's done between you and Joe. So what happened when you guys were in the vineyard that season? I think it was like season 6 or 7, and Joe, they caught him on audio saying my bitch wife. And then there was all these rumors that he was cheating on you.
Look, the vineyard, like Joe, you guys know Joe. He's very like tough and like, you know, just loud, crazy. So yeah, he said things, but like I said stuff too. Like, look at that Italian Goomba. Like, I just say stuff too. And I never saw him cheat. So like, yeah, people are going to talk. They're going to say stuff, but I never saw it with my own eyes. So I don't want to believe that. But yeah, like marriage is really hard, but we co-parent. I got 4 daughters from him. So, you know, he's a good dad. And he loves my daughter, and my daughter loved their dad. So they go visit him, and, you know, I wish the best, but I am happy that part of my life is, like, over, you know?
Yeah. Okay, tell me about your new man.
My new man, yeah, Louis. Okay, so, yeah, like, I'm really happy, and I was guarded for a long time. Like, I wasn't dating, but I randomly met Louis at the Jersey Shore, where real love happens, obviously. So, because Melissa and Joe, my brother, they met at the Jersey Shore, too. So I feel like it was so nice.
And
yes.
I waited a long time to introduce Louis to my girls. And then Joe, my brother, met him and he loved him from the start. He was like, Teresa, like, girl, this is your guy. He loves you. And I said, Joe, like, stop. Like, I don't know if he loves, like, I don't know, right? So then, like, I was waiting, and then I realized, like, wow, he's always there for me. We got so much in common. He's cute. And then, yeah, we've been, like, we just celebrate his birthday, and I love it. It's really, it's been nice.
Why did you want to, why did you want Joe and Melissa, sorry, I almost forgot her name.
That's okay.
I know she's your sister in love.
People
and you
do.
Love her so much.
I love her, but, like, yeah, she a lot. Yeah, I forget her name sometime, too. I go.
So I know they were telling people that you guys were, like, in love and you were getting really mad at them. I kind of was confused about why you were so...
Like, look,
they were saying nice things.
They were saying nice things, but it's my business. So I was like, Joe, like, stop telling my business to everybody. Like, I'm not ready to tell the world about Louis. And, like, the divorce was a lot. So I was like, Joe, shut your mouth. Like, cut it. And he just kept talking and talking. And I was like, look, this is not your place. And when I'm ready, I'm ready. And then, you know, my daughter started telling Joe that I was dating. And I was like, no, like, let's not do that. So.
But Joe's dating, too.
But, yeah. So.
How does that make you feel? For reals.
For reals. Okay. So now we're talking about Joe, my ex-husband. Like, Joe Gorga, my brother. And then Joe, my ex-husband. So, like, yeah.
Yes.
My daughter is, like, sneaked it out that, like, I was dating Louis. And I was like, guys, shut up. Like, stop talking. And then they're like, well, daddy's dating too. And I was like, what? So that was hard, right? I wanted to see what she looked like. But, you know, she cute. You know, she's like Joe's type. Obviously.
What's that?
I mean, it's like somebody who's like cute, like look Jersey, brunette. But look, I've only gotten better. I'm like wine, right, guys? Like, I'm better with age. And, like, let's just say that he didn't upgrade. He, like, downgraded. Sorry.
I'm loving the honesty, Teresa. You've never been so open before. This is so fantastic. While we're on the subject of you just bearing out your soul.
Bearing it all out.
Which of your daughters is your favorite?
You know what's so funny is that... This is like when you ask, like, Caitlyn Jenner, like, who's your favorite daughter? And she's like, hello, who makes the most money? No, but
Kylie.
Kylie, right? Like, how crazy she actually said Kylie. But, like, you know, no, I love all my daughters the same. They're so amazing. They make me happy. I'm still taking my young daughters to soccer practice. Like, they keep me so busy. I have a relationship with each of them. But, like, Gia, she keep me so grounded. She's smarter than me. Like, all of...
Yeah, she is.
She's so smart. I'm, like, telling her...
Sometimes when I watch, I feel like, you're the daughter and Gia's the mom.
And it's crazy. Like, she's so smart. I swear, I tell her, like, oh, my God. Like, I'm so mad at your dad. She's like, Mom, take a step back and, like, think about your actions. I'm like, what? I know she didn't learn that from me, so I don't know.
I was gonna say, where'd she learn this from?
I think it was my mom, her grandmother. She was very active in her life, and they were very close. And, you know, I flipped tables. My mother, she was very very nice. Like, she never did that. So I think she
put tables back together.
Yeah, she, like, you know, knock knock with the hammer. She putting it back together, like, build and I break apart, but, like, in a fun way, you know.
Speaking of Gia, she was really, I mean, incredible after your co-star, Jackie, basically kind of like insinuated or made an analogy that she was doing blow in the bathroom. So,
yeah.
What do you... Yeah.
I didn't like that. I said, Jackie, where'd you hear that, right? Like, where'd you hear my daughter snorts coke? Who brings...
But you do understand that you insinuated that her husband was cheating on her. So she was like, when you spread rumors, they, you know, have consequences and they cause problems. It's like an analogy.
Analogy? What? No, look, if someone said my daughter snorts coke in a bathroom, like, I'm going to get angry, right? All I said was I heard someone else say to Jackie, husband was Evan Goldschnallahula was cheating on her. So,
but like, okay, so for example, like, let's say that I just said I heard a rumor that your new boyfriend actually had a girlfriend on the side. That's just something that somebody told me right before I jumped on to this
you
interview.
Telling me that Louis Day is somebody else? No, you're a bitch, Taylor. I'm never doing an interview with you again. No. Who'd you hear that from? Who said that to you?
It's an analogy.
What's an analogy, Taylor?
It's an example. Man, you're good. Spot on. You're good.
All right. This is not a real interview, guys. This is a funny take on Teresa. You guys know I love her. We love the show. All right. Now we're back into character. Yeah. So anyway, okay. So you're comparing two things. You never saw Louis cheat, right?
No, but you never saw Jackie's husband cheat, right?
I heard.
Well, I heard about Louis.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm starting to see it. So Jackie never saw Gia snort coke, right?
No. I saw Gia snort coke.
You saw Gia snort coke.
Can you imagine? That's like my dream interview.
Right. Oh my God.
Oh man. Like just being so savage and like fighting with the person you're interviewing. Oh God, Andrea Lopez, I can't with you. I love you so much. You are so hilarious. I love you, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me, first of all, before I let you go. Thank you for coming on Taste of Taylor and just sharing your gifts with the world. They need it. They need the laughter.
Yeah, and, right. There's just so much craziness going on in the world. And, you know, I grew up with depression in my family, anxiety. And so I always used comedy. Like, now we're getting on a real level. But I always used comedy to bring me up. And even in the darkest times, you know, you just got to laugh at yourself. So don't take it too seriously. But I just have so much fun with these voices. And I love talking to people that just have, that we can all laugh together. You know, we open a bottle of Sancerre and we just like shoot the shit and we laugh. And it's so fun. And it's like the best medicine. Truly.
It is. It truly is the best medicine. Andrea, you are a gift from God above.
I love
legit.
You. I love you so much, Taylor. I'll be here anytime you guys want. Like, I'm here. Like, I got nothing else to do. I'm here.
I can't with the background. It's so fucking incredible.
Yeah, I got to take a little picture here. Yeah, we'll do it after.
We'll do it. Andrea, thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to let you go, my love. And you guys, thank you so much for tuning in every single week to Taste of Taylor. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Like, you have no idea how much it means to me. It means the world to me. So please give us a rating. Give us a subscribe. That way you can always, like, stay also, like, in step with the new episodes. And then, of course, you know, just write, like, a hey, girl, hey. It's just, like, it's really an algorithm thing. But I appreciate it. I really do. Yeah, that's it for us this week, guys. And also, follow Andrea at Andrea Lopez Comedy, Instagram, as well as TikTok. It's such a fun follow. A lot of times I hate social media. It makes me, like, depressed or angry, and I'm like, I hate this. Why am I on this? But when I'm following Andrea, it's like it is the bright light in my day for fucking real. So follow her at Andrea Lopez Comedy, Instagram, TikToks, the whole shebang, a lang, a ding dong day. And don't forget, Andrea is on every single Friday on the Taylor Strecker Show. Just go to patreon.com/Taylor Strecker Show. It's the daily talk show, and you get a lot of us here, but you get almost too much of us over there.
And don't forget, it's free. So sometimes there's going to be a little bit of ads. Just skip through it. Thank you. But also comment because it helps the algorithm. Okay.
You guys, that's it for us this week. Have a great one. Until next week.